There we go.
Okay. I'm bringing this motion to the board as the situation has developed. It's kind of on an emergency basis, and I apologize for the short notice. Let me just read the motion, and then I'll say a couple of words about it, and I hope we can reach some consensus. The Pacifica National Board wishes to express its strong condemnation of the actions of Oakland Mayor Gene Quad and the Oakland Police Department for their brutal eviction of the peaceful protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza on the morning of October 25th. We call for the formation of an independent committee of inquiry to investigate the conduct of the Oakland Police Department and the other uniformed services that were involved in the eviction of the protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza. I'm bringing this motion before the board since we are now on record already as supporting the Occupy Wall Street movement, and I think it behooves us to speak out on this incredible injustice that took place right in our own backyard just yesterday. I hope some of the people from KPFA are on the call, and maybe they can provide us some details. I think it's pretty much self-explanatory what the motion says, and I believe if we pass this, we will have lots of other nonprofits in the area that would agree with us, and we could figure out and get together with them how to create this committee of inquiry.
Yes, this is Tracy.
Okay, thank you. I think it would have been seconded by Carolyn Burden when we put it on the agenda.
Thank you so much. That was Campbell's voice. I hear a stack forming. I heard Tracy and
Tracy?
Go ahead, Tracy.
I was sneezing, sorry. I'm spirting the motion and just to allay any concerns, similarly worded or stronger. Resolutions of sorts have come across my desk today from, at last count, I think it was about 27 not-for-profit organizations in East Bay. So I wouldn't have any concerns about the wording of the motion. And I recommend we pass it unanimously and quickly.
Brevity is the soul of it.
Ken to the stack.
Ken? Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, am I recognized? I'm sorry.
You're recognized.
I really want to warn people against running ahead on trials in the press from what you're hearing in the media and so forth. I endorse making a statement about this, but I'm very concerned about, A, using euphemisms and restraint of saying we wish to express our concern about and so forth. I think it's better to just make a direct statement. We strongly condemn the actions of the mayor, rather than saying we wish to express that we're upset and working and so forth. Just make an action verb. We strongly condemn.
I'll accept that as an amendment.
And the other issue is, my concern is that calling for an investigative body is just a stall tactic that doesn't do anything. What we do want to do is immediately stop the violence, and the way to do that is, per the mission statement, to bring about a resolution of disputes. As vile as anybody's actions may be, even the mayor and the police are people, and they don't come from Mars, they're not benighted by Beelzebub, they're people. And their actions are deplorable, but they as people are not. And everybody has to come to the table. So I think that I feel that the right thing is not to ask for an investigation of whose fault this is, or what the responsibility, or to attack the police, but rather to say we want to have them form a conference or a committee or a negotiation to come together to stop the violence and have the civil liberties of the people that have the right to protest per the United States Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and treaties we've signed that grant them those rights. But I'm just pointing out that we really don't want to run ahead with news reports and just conclude that everything we're seeing is accurate and so
forth. Ken, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you're there. I've been at protests, too. I've seen things. But you are a, you know, I don't think we want it. We want to jump ahead and put out a statement, but I'm very cautious for us just jumping and, you know, jumping on to a bandwagon that's not done with proper investigations or proper reality. But I think we should condemn the police's actions. Those were observed. However, the statement, I'm taking it on faith. The statement is said here. We're assuming that the mayor endorsed this.
Ken,
so,
you're at
time. I'm done talking. I'm just putting out a caution. You don't like it when we don't like it when it happens.
She put out a public statement endorsing it. What are you talking about?
Hey, it's very easy to get politically impassioned, particularly when
right.
the police are people.
My statement is that we don't like it when anybody else
Ken.
Gets railroaded. So we
okay,
don't
yeah.
want to get railroaded. Let me just finish and I'll stop talking. We shouldn't railroad the mayor on the basis of reports that we hear on the air. Or judgment or hearsay.
What?
Bill?
You're on the board of a journalism outlet. It's not
Bill.
Hearsay.
Hey,
your own reporters have been in the middle of it.
Everyone, come to order, for Christ's sake. Okay, Bill,
Jesus
I'm going to ask
Christ.
You to shake your hair on this because I definitely have something to say. I wasn't feeling impassioned, but the longer debate goes on, the more I will be. Did I hear Campbell?
Okay, just remember we have a lot of other things to talk about tonight, everyone, so let's be brief, please.
Carolyn,
go ahead,
Stack, please.
This is Bruce the Stack.
I just have a question because I had to change phones. I'm finally home. Which motion are we considering, Alex's or Ken's?
Ken didn't put forward a counter motion. Did you, Ken? Because that wasn't phrased as a motion.
Ken's has had a substitute motion, so we're looking at Alex's?
We were discussing Alex's. No one has put forward or seconded a motion. So,
okay.
Bill,
thank
please
you.
Take.
I just wanted to know where we were.
Please take the chair and put me on the stack. Thank you.
Okay. Carolyn, then Heather, then Bruce, then Summer. Let's all be brief, real brief, please. Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. With regard to Ken's statement, we may not be accurate, but we do have video, we have eyewitness reports, and we can see, and as the saying goes, who are you going to believe, your own eyes or that liar? So I suggest that we proceed as if we believe what we actually saw. Thank you.
Thank you. Heather?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to mention that Pacifica, you know, represents not, I mean, all over the country, right? So we had the last police going to
Yeah, that stage of the
cold,
Florida.
Somebody out here, background noise, please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Go ahead, Heather.
I just wanted to mention that we had also the Atlanta Police Department, really the SWAT team in Atlanta, going after the occupiers in Atlanta as well and arresting people and taking all the tents. And so it just seems to me that a resolution should be reflective more of the national issue of mayors going after peaceful demonstrators who are making statements peacefully, basically, about what's happening in this country. It's broader than Oakland. So I don't know if there could be some kind of resolution that would be reflective of that. As someone was saying, even when Martin Luther King was assassinated, we didn't have demonstrations necessarily in Atlanta, you know. I mean, the police didn't come out like they did just this morning, actually, going after peaceful demonstrators. It's unbelievable. So, well, it is unbelievable, unfortunately. I'm wondering if the resolution reflects kind of concern about government officials going after peaceful demonstrators, basically.
Alex to the stack.
Okay, was that an amendment? Was that an amendment, Heather?
This is an amendment to the resolution, yeah.
Okay, could you clarify exactly what language you were changing or reread it the way you wanted?
Let's hear from Alex and let me write something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that would help. And we've been talking about this 10 minutes already, so let's try to be brief again. Bruce is next.
I just want to speak in favor of Alex's motion as he wrote it. I have to say, I think Ken's remarks are not, I don't understand what he's reading. In fact, I think Alex's remarks are actually, fairly restrained given the situation. I don't object to Heather's addition. It's true that, our objection is to police, violence against people wherever it occurs. So I don't have a problem with that. But I think Alex's wording of his motion, other than that, is fine just as it stands. And it doesn't go too far. It's not, I don't see any epithets. The only, when he refers to brutal eviction, but I think it was a brutal eviction. So anyway, that's my, I'd like to call for passing Alex's motion.
Is that a motion to end debate?
We're finished with that.
Are you calling the question?
I'm just saying that I think we should pass this motion.
Okay.
I'll let the chair.
And again, I think everybody, I think we mostly agree on the important issues here, so let's be polite to each other. Okay, Summer?
Yeah, I just have to say a couple of things. I'm in support of Alex's motion. I think there's particular brutality shown this morning. As someone who has been beaten with batons by police, I object when they do that. I don't think, negotiating committees are fine when there are people on equal footing. Obviously, people are going to have to negotiate with the city as it is, but we're condemning police brutality. That's what this is about. I don't think it's complicated. Things which encompass, broader things, as we all know, I introduced a longer motion a couple weeks ago. It was a short version. I have a feeling there may be other incidents where the police do things. I don't know as much about what happened in Atlanta. I'm on the Oakland City press distribution list. Mayor Gene Kwan sent out a press release with this yesterday saying that, this had her full support and backing. This is what they were doing. This was the plan, was to clear the park. So I don't see any room for discussion. The police were brutal. There's somebody sitting in critical condition. It's totally unacceptable, and we're condemning it. Let's go on with it and condemn it. People can negotiate later. And asking for an investigative, independent body, that's what happens every time the police shoot people or show mass brutality, is there supposed to be an independent investigative body. Frequently, it's some, totally idiotic thing, but that's just a totally normal thing. They did something wrong. It should be investigated. We're asking for normal protocol and procedure to be put into place here. Investigate the people that were brutal and vicious, and that's the Oakland Police Department. So I would like to, I'll call the question. Let's get on with it. Let's support this.
Okay.
Did you say?
Is there any objections? Who wants to say something?
Are we adding to the stack?
Well, okay. Summer just moved in debate. So, are there any objections to going ahead and voting on this?
Oh no, no, I have no objection to that. Withdraw.
Teresa, okay.
Here. Point of order. Point of order.
Okay, Teresa. Yeah, Teresa, go ahead.
I thought I was on the stack. I do object to Summer making a lengthy statement and then calling the question. I mean, it's one or the other.
Sorry,
actually, I think you're right. I think for moving to debate is not in order because we can't do that. Jessica, were you trying to say something?
I'm sorry, why is just moving debate not in order to close debate?
This is just.
Well, if you're going to move to close debate, you can only do that. I don't think you can both debate an issue, debate an issue and then ask to cut off debate. But if nobody else wants to say anything, we can go ahead and end debate anyway. Is there anybody else who wants to speak on this?
I've heard of that. So,
Can I get a second reply here?
Teresa, I did ask to be on the stack.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Well, go ahead, Teresa. No, actually, you had a point of order, Teresa. But go ahead.
Well, no, I.
You were next.
Before I asked, I don't have the motion in front of me, but I would like to be clear that we expect the one that we hold accountable to do something, to report back to us. Expecting and going to the press and saying we expect accountability, and we expect them to issue another statement because we didn't buy their first one. I think that would lend some might to our statement, meaning that we feel empowered to actually demand that they answer the question rather than evade it. Thank you.
Okay, we've been talking about this 15 minutes so far, so I haven't heard
Arlene,
any amendments.
Arlene, a real quick thing to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Arlene.
My only question would be, if we do adopt something, is there a desire for me to record it, either just the statement or the statement with an editorial comment with it, to distribute to the stations?
I think it's a good idea to, unless there's objection, anybody, I think it's a good idea to make a statement public on anything we pass like this. Anybody object to that? Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, can we deal with that as a separate issue? Because what's written and what's recorded, I would prefer leaving that up to the executive director because they're not the same thing. So when we
you're right. That's good.
Separate.
Yeah, let's do one motion at a time. Okay, so can we go ahead and vote on the Alex's motion?
Can I just say something?
Go ahead, Alex.
Bill?
Heather had something. But let me get Alex, and then I'll get back to you, Heather.
I'm trying to send an amendment.
I think Heather brought up something about that we should address other problems and other Occupy movements, and that's really not the purpose of this motion. I'm fully aware that there have been horrendous civil rights violations, not only in Atlanta, but in New York, when they arrested 700 people on the Brooklyn Bridge. In Chicago, they're not even allowing anybody to occupy anything in Chicago. It's happening all over the place. But the situation in Oakland is particularly egregious. We're seeing a level of police brutality that far surpasses anything we've seen at any of the other Occupy sites. And I think we really have a responsibility to address this immediate specific issue.
I'm trying to send out this amended motion, and I'm in Baton Rouge right now. I can't, my computer's not sending it out. But this is what I added after the sentence about peaceful protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza in the morning of October the 25th. This motion also extends to police departments and mayors throughout the city who are disruptive of peaceful efforts of those who wish to express their First Amendment rights of free speech. And then I said, because of the exceptional actions in Oakland, we call for an immediate conference, etc. So I added one sentence there.
Okay, can you repeat that one sentence again?
Yeah, the one sentence.
That would be added to the first
sentence in the motion that says the Pacific National Guard in accord with our mission of peaceful and social justice strongly condemns and Mayor John.
I'm sorry, it's really hard to understand you. You're breaking up. Could you try again?
It's the second. I added a second sentence to this motion. And it says,
okay, I can hear you well now. Good.
Also extends to police departments and mayors throughout the country who are disruptive of peaceful efforts of those who wish to express their First Amendment rights of free speech. And then I said, because of the exceptional actions in Oakland, we call for an immediate conference between public officials, etc. That's how I just sort of added to that last sentence. So it's basically calling for an investigation of what happened in Oakland, but saying this is something that we need to be concerned about around the country as well.
Okay, I'm sorry. I dropped for a few seconds.
Did you send a copy of that to everyone?
I'm trying to send it out in this computer. I mean, here I am sitting in this motel. It's not going out. Bear with me. I'm going to try to send this out again.
Okay, was there anybody else who wanted to speak on this so we...
I have a point of information. Is that a substitute or is that an addition to the motion?
It's an addition. She wanted to insert one sentence between the first and second sentences.
All right. Thank you.
Unless I missed something, I was off for about 40 seconds there because I my connection dropped too. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. No, this is not going out. I mean, I'm trying to send out this motion.
Well, just,
I'm trying
just
to send
it one more time, and you can send it when you get a chance, I think.
I will read it one more time. I'll read the whole motion the way I described this here. So hold on a motion. Hold on just a moment. So just a minute here. Okay, so let me read the motion the way I changed this. I'm going to read the whole motion. The Pacifica National Board, in accord with its mission of seeking peace and social justice, strongly condemns the actions of Oakland Mayor John Fox.
It's impossible, and it's totally incomprehensible.
Okay, we're losing you again,
hear?
Heather.
You can't hear me?
Now I can. But I got you were adding that one phrase, and then we couldn't understand what you said.
Which is totally unnecessary.
I'm sorry?
Okay, when you try one more time.
It's totally garbled.
I'm so sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay, the Pacifica National Board, in accord with our mission of seeking peace and social justice, strongly condemns the actions of Oakland Mayor John Kwan and the Oakland Police Department for their brutal eviction of the peaceful protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza on the morning of October 25th. This motion also extends to police departments and mayors throughout the country who are disruptive of peaceful efforts of those whose wish to express their First Amendment rights of free speech. Because of the exceptional actions in Oakland, we call for an immediate conference between public officials, representatives of the protest, and community leaders to establish a binding resolution and commitment to nonviolent solutions and support for the civil liberties and constitutional rights of all involved.
Summer to the stack.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment? Is there a second to that amendment? I don't hear a second.
I second it. This is Kent.
Okay, Kent seconds it. Okay. Okay, now we're discussing the amendment, and remember, we're really over time. We need to get move on to the rest of the agenda really soon. I know this is a hot item, but who wanted to speak on this amendment?
Summer.
I think it was Afia and Lydia. I know Lydia.
Yeah, I think Afia and Summer and Lydia. Afia?
Yes, I want to agree with Alex and whoever else made the comment about these meetings, these investigations, these conferences. I think we just need a simple, clean resolution condemning the abuse of power and authority and excessive force and get out of it. If any extension would be to Oakland and other, any reference to other sites would be a simple and other assaults on occupied communities around the country. All this stuff about the Constitution and all of that is irrelevant, and the calling for these conferences and the investigations is what is always called for and leads to absolutely positively nothing.
Okay, and we had Lydia and Summer. I'm not sure which one was first.
It was Lydia, but I just want to agree, and this could be a landmark, with Alex, his comments about not diluting what happened in Oakland. My other comment is also I don't want to encourage or paint with a broad brush everybody because, for example, in Los Angeles, at least so far, keeping our fingers crossed, but apparently Chief Beck told the organizers that L.A. was not going to be another Oakland. So the ones that aren't doing that, to that, at least not to that degree, are fighting themselves in not doing what happened in Oakland, and we would like to encourage that distinction. So I would object on various points, but the primary point is what the point Alex made.
Okay, thank you. Summer?
Yeah, I believe Heather was actually amending Ken's motion there, because all that language is from Ken's motion. It would be a substitute, not an amendment, for starters. I support Alex's motion. Again, I feel that conferences, negotiations, those are things you do with people that aren't beating people up. Once the tear gas comes out, that's when you ask for an independent investigation. So I strongly support Alex's motion. I concur with Athea that a sentence could be added regarding other places where excessive use of police force is being used on occupied sites. But I think it's a substitute motion that's been offered by Heather, because it takes an entirely different motion and amends that motion, not Alex's motion. And so that's a point of procedure. And B, I support the original motion. We're asking for an investigation here. If Alex wants to tweak it to include another locality, that's fine, but it should be simple, straight, condemnatory, and asking. And nobody has to report back to us. These are investigations which are supposed to occur as part of the civil process out there. Why we have federal civil rights laws and stuff. You're asking for an independent investigation. We, like everyone else in the country, will know what the results of that are if an investigation is to ensue. So that's it. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay, we've been talking about this 26 minutes. I think you're right, Summer. I guess I should consider this a substitute. So can we go ahead and we'll vote on whether or not to substitute Alex's motion with Heather's version, and then we'll vote on whichever one of those is selected.
This
okay,
is Teresa.
Can we do that?
Could I ask
Thank
one
you.
Question? Hello, can you hear me?
For information, Teresa, yeah.
I would like to ask one question of Heather. Heather, would you like us to prepare a statement for similar statement for what happened in Atlanta, too?
Well, my feeling is that these mayors just do what other mayors do. You know, they're being alert to what mayors are doing across the country. Mayor Reed in Atlanta, for example, was going to get rid of the protesters in Atlanta along the line of what Bloomberg was planning to do. Then when Bloomberg stopped, he stopped. So I think they're just paying attention to each other. I don't think that these things are necessarily isolated. I think if we let something go on like this in Oakland, then we can fully expect it to happen in other cities. That's why I'm saying I don't think that Oakland is necessarily going to be or will likely be an isolated incident. That's why I wanted to include something that, look, we're concerned about Oakland, but we don't want to see this kind of thing happening in other parts of the country either. That people have a right to go out in their city and protest what's happening in this country. Wherever they are, they have this First Amendment right to do this. And that needs to be supported, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's why I would like to see something in this motion, which I think is important. I don't think Oakland should get away with this, but I think that it needs to be strong enough to say, look, Oakland shouldn't get away with this, but no city in the country should get away with it. People have a right to speak up. They have a right to speak up without standing somewhere being surrounded by a stupid cage. All this stuff happened under Bush. It's ridiculous. I have to get on a soapbox here.
Okay, I just want to Teresa's motion. And I saw the your version, Heather, that you sent. It went through. I got it by email, so everybody can check their email. Can we go ahead and vote on whether or not to send? Well, who's this?
I'm sorry, Kimberton.
Yeah. Kimberly and Nia, I'm sorry, we didn't put a time limit on this, but just remember, everyone, it's gone on for about 30 minutes so far.
It's going to be brief.
Okay,
well,
Kimberly and Nia.
I haven't said one word. Okay, go ahead.
Tracy, finish it down.
Okay, Kimberly, Nia, and then Tracy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Yes, I support the motion, and just like the last speaker said, I didn't get the person's name, Oakland is the forefront. And if you look around the world, everybody's protesting about the financials, the governments, and overthrowing governments and everything. And the United I call it the United Snakes of America. They've been waiting for this to just come right here and land here so they can say, oh, it's not going to happen here. But it's here. And they're not going to tolerate it to a certain degree of protesting against this government. Yeah, you can protest against other governments, overthrow them, and get their leaders out of office. But it ain't going to happen here, not under the United Snakes of America's watch. That's my comment, and I support his motion.
You're talking about Alex's version?
Both versions. Whoever version that we support, that no brutality against protesters.
You support either one, then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mia. We can't hear you, Nia.
You didn't call my name, Bill. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Yes.
I was muting and unmuting myself. Sorry.
I would like to call the question.
Okay. Is there any objection to go ahead and voting on this? Okay. I hope everybody saw the version that, if you're by your computer, Heather sent her version by email. So we're going to vote first on whether to substitute Alex's motion with Heather's. Is everybody clear about that?
No. Aren't you voting on substituting Heather's for Alex's? Which way is this going?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay,
so the question
thank
is,
you.
If we, let me read, do we need to read them again?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Orfia, do you want to do that? Do you have that? Do you have your computer? Or you want me to?
If you would please, I got my computer went down. I'm rebooting.
Okay. I'll read Alex's. He sent it at 5:40 p.m. Eastern Time. The Pacifica National Board wishes to express its strong condemnation of the actions of Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan and the Oakland Police Department for their brutal eviction of the peaceful protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza on the morning of October 25th. We call for the formation of an independent committee of inquiry to investigate the conduct of the Oakland Police Department and other uniformed services that were involved in the eviction of the protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza. Is that correct, Alex?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then the substitute by Heather, she added some language to that one. It says, the Pacifica National Board, in accord with our mission of seeking peace and social justice, strongly condemns the actions of Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan and the Oakland Police Department for their brutal eviction of the peaceful protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza on the morning of October 25th. This motion also extends to police departments and mayors throughout the country who are disruptive of peaceful efforts of those who wish to express their First Amendment rights of free speech. Because of the exceptional actions in Oakland, we call for an immediate conference between public officials, representatives of the protest, and community leaders to establish a binding resolution and commitment to nonviolent solutions and support for the civil liberties and constitutional rights of all involved. So, if you vote yes now, we will substitute Alex's version, the one I read first.
No.
We'll substitute Heather's version for Alex's. So yes means you support Heather's version, this last one that I read. And then we'll have a second vote either way on whichever one we just approved this time, yes or no. So the first vote is whether or not to substitute, and the second vote will be yes or no. So a yes vote now means you prefer Heather's version, the longer one. Are there any objections to Heather's version?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can you call the roll, Afia?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Pass.
Jessica Apollinar?
Can't hear you, Jessica.
Rodrigo Argueta? Nia Bediaco?
No on this one.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
I'm afraid not. No.
Lydia Brazan?
Abstain.
Bill Crozier? I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not voting.
Uh-huh. Kathy Davis?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Okay. Ifia Wangazan, no. Kimberly Orendorff?
No.
Previs?
No.
Okay. Marcel Reed?
No.
Summer Reed?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg? I'm sorry, Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Let's see. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Bruce Wolf? Bruce Wolf? Can't
no.
hear you, Bruce.
Sorry, I was on mute. No.
Okay. Andrea Turner? Dan Siegel?
Teresa Allen says yes.
Jessica Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
You passed Rodrigo Argueta.
Oh.
No. Oh, but no.
How do you vote? How do you vote, Rodrigo?
Go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
May I ask how Wesley Bethune voted? I did not hear his vote.
I heard Wesley, yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 3 yeses. 1, 2, 4. 3. Who's the fourth one?
Let's see. Ken, Wesley, Teresa, and Heather.
Ken, Wesley, Teresa, and... Oh, okay. Thank you.
Sure.
And then, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 no's and 1, 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So the substitute is not approved, so now we'll be voting on the original motion by Alex. Do we need to read that again?
Please.
Am I clear? And I notice there's a little typo on the word spelling of national, but... says the Pacifica National Board wishes to express its strong condemnation of the actions of Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan and the Oakland Police Department for their brutal eviction of the peaceful protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza on the morning of October 25th. We call for the formation of an independent committee of inquiry to investigate the conduct of the Oakland Police Department and the other uniformed services that were involved in the eviction of the protesters at Frank Ogawa Plaza. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, then it's approved without objection. Thank you, everybody. I know we all feel strongly about this, and let's don't let our little differences on wording interfere with expressing a strong statement on this.
Thank you.
Can we move on? Or Summer, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for sharing during that portion. Thank you to everyone who supported the motion. One point of order or process, since it came up during that period, I spent my time on Robert's Rules of Order. Just for future clarification, I would prefer that members not be referred to by other members or former members' names as a way of disparaging the person currently speaking or people who have served on the board in the past. because it's rude. And B, it is perfectly appropriate for someone to call the question when they have the floor. It's not appropriate for people to call out, "I call the question." But once recognized, you may speak on a subject and then call the question. And I will double-check Roberts when I go home as well. But when it comes up in the future, if someone's speaking and then decides to call the question, that is in order. So, thank you. Now we can move on with the agenda. I believe that there's still something on there regarding the clarification of the 2008 motion. It was my understanding that that was not clarifiable and that we were moving on to the coordinating committee motion when it comes to recordation of executive session minutes. If someone has a thought to the contrary, it seems to me it is not a clarifiable issue and it should be struck from the agenda. We should simply take it up. But if someone wants to speak to that, I will.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Please, Lydia, go ahead.
Okay. So the motion was passed by the body. I listened to the audio this week, and the chair, who was Bill Crozier, you were not there, Summer, so I don't know if you've listened to the audio, but the issue came up during debate, which, by the way, it would have only been the prerogative of that chair at the time, per Roberts, to rule it out of order. There was no reason to. And so Bill Teresa raised the issue of whether this was intended to be for executive sessions or for in-person meetings. Ken Aaron also asked the question. The chair appropriately asked Ken Aaron if he wished to amend it. Since there was no whereas to the rescinding of the motion, there was no whereas the motion did not specify whether it was in person or on the phone. So anyway, so when the chair, Bill Crozier, asked Ken if he wished to amend it, Ken said, no, I simply had wanted the clarification because at that point the motion was reread and it was clear to everyone that the definition of an executive session is clear. And that was the end, and everyone was very clear. We spent hours on it in executive session, hours on it in public session, and the board voted 11-6 not to rescind that motion. There was no whereases indicating a motivation or any contrary intent in the 2008 motion. It was clear to all who could read. Thank you.
So it would be your contention that this does not rightfully need to be on the agenda at this point and that this is standing policy, and is there anyone who contends otherwise, in which case we can move on past that? Going once, going twice?
This is Teresa.
This is Ken on the stack, just for a second.
Okay, Teresa. And Ken, I'm sorry, before I move on, one point of clarification, Lydia. You said you listened to the audio of what did you listen to audio of the executive session from the meeting in Washington, D.C., or?
The public session in Washington, D.C. on Friday, part three. When you go to the audio, it's part three. And it was a very lengthy discussion on the issue, and the motion was passed in public session.
Okay, thank you.
And any recent future issues with that motion must also take place in public session.
Thank you, Lydia. Okay, Teresa, and then Ken, please.
I must admit I'm somewhat confused here, but I have reconsidered, and I do not feel that we should give such a lengthy period of time for doing the minutes of our executive sessions, and I do not believe that we should tape our executive sessions.
Okay, so are you moving a motion to reconsider because you had voted in the affirmative on this
yes.
previously?
Yes.
Thank you.
Point of information, Arlene.
Arlene, go ahead.
I just wanted the date of the meeting that Lydia was referring to.
I believe she was speaking to the first day of the Washington, D.C. meeting, which would be September 23rd, the Friday.
Correct. Part three of the audit.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were referring to then or the 2008 meeting. That was all.
No.
Thank you. Okay, so very good. So we have a motion to reconsider.
Point of information, this would require a two-thirds vote unless we notice it for the next meeting.
Well, I'm going to ask her what she would like to do. Thank you. Teresa, do you wish to have it taken up this evening with a two-thirds vote, or do you wish to notice it for the next meeting?
I'd like to notice it for the next meeting.
Thank you. Okay.
Ken still wants to stay on the stack, please.
Ken, on the stack, please.
Okay. And do I need a second for that motion to reconsider? I'm far, so it takes longer to look things up on the phone than look in front of me. Is there a second on that? If necessary?
I'll second it if you need it, but Carolyn on the stack, please.
Also. Okay, thank you. I'm not sure that it's necessary, but I'll keep that in abeyance if it is. Ken and then Carolyn?
I know that I was mentioned as a party to a discussion during a meeting that was recorded, and it's in the recording. I'm very concerned that we start using recordings or even minutes of things that were said during meetings as a basis of making decisions on parliamentary procedure. The only actionable things that occur in meetings are motions and votes on motions. And I'm not an expert in Robert's Rule, maybe points of order, but not discussions or tentative things which didn't go forward. Somebody could go stand up and give a lecture about ethanol. It's not. It shouldn't be used for reference for making decisions about parliamentary procedure, the validity of other actions, and so forth. The opinions discussed in a meeting are just that. The only things that are of value are motions and votes. And also, I'm concerned about referring to, at this point in time, what Lydia has said in this meeting is hearsay, because it's what she heard when she listened to the tape. If there are minutes that have been passed and approved and entered, that's evidence or factual. But I really don't like this. I mean, it's happened in the past that where people have said, well, this happened 5 years ago, and I went back and I listened to the recording, and the minutes were never drawn up, but you can hear it in here. And then to say also, not that there was a motion or something, but, oh, it was understood that the people felt this way about it. You can tell by the way they asked the questions or their intonation of their voice. We can interpret their meaning. So I just think we're going to be better served by strictly going to recorded minutes of motions and votes and ignore everything else in terms of making future decisions. That's just a comment. And that's all. Thank you.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yes, point of information.
Thank you.
Kathy?
My understanding was that there was a vote. Was there not a vote on that Friday in question?
That's correct.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Carolyn?
Yes, I would like, time has passed, things have changed, we've all had time to think about this and perhaps reconsider. So I would like to ask that before we bring this up at the next meeting, that we ask our foundation council to give us an opinion on this. I have a feeling that people are not quite clear on the legal implications of this issue. And so I really would like legal counsel to give us his advice.
Point of information?
Yes, Teresa?
I believe that our counsel did comment on this.
Our former counsel did, yes. I'm asking that our new counsel
okay, thank you.
Do the same. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Is there anyone else who has not yet spoken who wishes to be heard on this before I take Lydia again?
Thea would like to speak on this.
Go ahead, Thea.
While I agree with Ken that the official record is the written minutes, the discussion that goes on around the written minutes help to put the written minutes into context, and it does help to to clarify the intent of the motion. So I blanket discount encouragement of the consideration of the history of a motion, I think, is counterproductive.
thank you, Fiona. Lydia, and then we should wrap up on this subject. We've got a motion for reconsideration that's been noticed for the next meeting. So go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, 2 points. One is the only reason I referred to audio was because the issue that was raised was motivation and intent, certainly not something that I raised. I believe the motion stands as voted on. Also, if we are going to query the new council, I ask that the full PMB be copied on what the question is so that we can be assured that there isn't some kind of lobbying about one position or the other. It should just be a straight question, and the entire board should be aware of what the question is. Otherwise, the answer becomes skewed because we don't know what the question is. This happens all the time, and I don't have time to speak out that motion that clarifies that, but
I don't think there's a problem with copying the board on that, but I think the assertion that this happens all the time is probably not accurate. Some questions are very straightforward legally and have been posed to council previously in a straightforward fashion, but I'm sure
Let me say, with incomplete information, and this happened with the passage of the bylaws and stripping the affirmative action portion, and all attorneys that were queried, none of them were advised about our CPB. Incentive. So
that's a radically different
among
situation.
Among many other things. But let's not argue. I'm just simply asking that the board be copied on the question.
Of course.
And I'll send out a transcript about the audio.
Okay, that's perfectly legitimate. I'm sure that won't be a problem. Okay,
Point
very good. Thank you, please.
We're at time.
Thank you. Excellent. Glad to hear it. Okay, so we have a motion for reconsideration pending on the next meeting of November 10th, so we will move on from this issue at this time.
With a point of information?
Yes, of course, Helen.
It's just it's related to a comment that was made recently, and that is at this point, the people that we were considering for council have not been notified yet as the results of the election. You know, that was just today, and I'm waiting to find out whether you want me to notify them or what. And this is an open call, so I just thought I'd remind the board of that.
Point of information, Afia?
That is not the I maybe I even missed the vote. Did it not go until midnight?
Of last night, yes.
Okay.
So sorry. I don't know that this has to be resolved here. Is there any objection to Arlene notifying council? I don't have any objection. I can notify them if you prefer, but I mean, someone should.
No objection.
Okay, excellent. So Arlene, please, if you would take care of that, that would be excellent. Thank you.
I'll take care of that tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, very good. Next up on the agenda is the Finance Committee with the National Office Budget. If I could give Tracy Rosenberg the floor. Tracy?
Can't hear anybody.
Tracy, we can't hear you if you're on mute. Tracy, we
still can't. She might be at the demonstration.
Yeah, maybe she's not able to present on that. Okay. Is there any backup plan from the National Finance Committee on that issue? If not, we'll move on to the next thing.
Tracy asked if one of us from the committee present that if she's not able.
We have to have the National Finance Committee report. We have two budgets to test.
I know that. That's what I'm asking for one of you as a designee. Bill, Alex, Ken, somebody from National Finance want to take this?
Ken.
I'm sorry, who?
Ken.
Ken, do you want to do this?
Well, briefly, yes. We went over the
thank you.
We went over the National Office budget. And basically, we approved it. I don't think they were, I would have to go to Bill. I don't have it in front of me. But I don't recall there being any major changes.
All right.
We had some questions, but I think Bill's got a better memory than me, so and he keeps better records. I think he should present the motion to the PNB. We moved to approve the National Office budget, and we recommended that the PNB approve it. Go ahead, Bill.
Right, and Tracy sent out both the national office budget and the consolidated budget to all of the PMB on Monday, so presumably everybody's had a chance to look over it. If you have any questions, I'll try to answer it with the other's help.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are there questions regarding the national office budget? I'll take a stack.
Yes, Campbell.
Nia?
Campbell, Nia.
Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. Like many of, well, in fact, I think just about all of our other financial reports, you know, this national office budget fits into the consolidated budget. We got both of them the same time, and it was within 24 hours of when we had the meeting. And it was very clear that, you know, the committee members, I don't think, had opportunity to really review them thoroughly. I know I certainly didn't, and that's why I voted against them. And I think that it would be improper to vote passage because I think that the degree to which, you know, persons would rely on the National Finance Committee vote may be not getting as much thoughtful consideration as perhaps these items are due. Thank you.
Thank you,
Alex on the stack.
Okay. Nia, then Lydia, then Alex. And did I hear someone else? Is that Bill?
Yeah, okay, Bill.
It was you. Okay, great. I'll put you on after us. Okay, go ahead, Nia.
Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Sometimes
it's very loud. Sometimes I'm not so loud. I'd like to ask, well, this is part of the CFO that I should... I should say this one. I'd like to call people by their names. For the administrative expenses, for the smoking, I see two here, and it's a total of $50,000 for the national, well, almost $50,000 for the national office. And I'd like to know, who are these consultants, and what are they consulting on? One, I mean, the first line here is $33,500, and the next line is $15,600 for consultant engineer. Who and what are those people here for, Laverne? That's a lot, it seems to me.
I can answer that.
Where's the CFO?
Okay,
she's right
ahead.
Here. She can answer it, too.
This is Laverne. Yeah, so the question is on the consultant engineer. The consultant engineer's name is Don Muffel, and he's been in our transmitter consultant for a number of years. He helps the network and the stations in terms of any questions on, again, he's considered the transmitter consultant. For example, the purchase of the transmitter for KPFK that was initiated, he was the... He gave the information on that. He was a counsel on that. He contacted the supplier, and really after his discussion, we think we had a lower price on it. So he's been on the national staff because he helps the network. The other consultant we have is a development consultant to help us with our direct mail drives, and the other consultant is the HR consultant, and that's the position that we will bring in to for the foundation in order for us to handle all of our HR needs, which we have been kind of stressed about over the last year, and that's what that is for, and that's $2,500 a month. And then we have a small amount for the affiliates program also in the month of December. So that's what that's for.
Hi, this is Tracy. I'm just letting you know that I'm back on the call if we're doing the budgetary stuff. Sorry, I was off for a while.
Okay. Bill had you back. So anyway, we're in discussion now.
Okay, good.
Cool. Okay, Nia, did that complete your questions or not?
Yeah. So,
thank you.
somebody does some heavy breathing. I don't know who that is. In terms of in terms of the consultant, the budget's a lot of fun, right? Did I hear you say, Lamar, we're going to hire an HR person, but we have budgeted here for every month that there is. So this person will not be an employee, the HR person. He or she will be a consultant.
No, as part of the search for an HR or a PEO, we've been doing a lot of research, on this project, along with the FRAT committee. And what we believe is that we will have to pay some amount for this HR support, and we have that amount in for each month, the $2,500 a month. I mean, it could be somewhat. We're expecting it to be somewhat lower, but that's the amount that we think it will be. It's not a person. It's for an HR firm, and unless we go with the PEO, which is could be also a firm also. So that's what that's for.
Well, okay, and I see depreciation is still in here as an expense. Everybody knows that I object to that categorization. Okay, thank
you.
Well,
you know, can I just comment on that? You know, we understand the comments and that your objection to it, but I think as Tracy had pointed out that, you know, we can address that in the next budget. We have gone through a long process with these budgets, and we have approved all of them. And to go back and take something out and change it at this time, I don't think it's the most effective use of our time. But we will certainly ask that be considered when we start considering the 2013 budgets, which should start in January.